Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Everybody loves Raymond.
Yeah, they sure do. The wonderful sounds of Everybody Loves Raymond.
You know who else they love, Ron?
Who's that?
Our little Falsey. He's all growed up. Did you hear him doing that read?
I heard him doing that commercial.
Falsey? Want to explain yourself?
Yes, the Washington Christian Outreach 5K, Labor Day 5K. It's benefiting the Special Olympics of Washington and Greene Counties.
What day?
You got any Labor Day plans? It's on Monday. That Labor Day Monday.
Ron?
We'll be doing our show on Monday. It's football season.
I'm not working on Labor Day.
Are you taking that day off? I will definitely be working.
I will be taking that day off.
We'll be talking Piddle of Plate already. The Steeler game will be coming up on Sunday. We'll have to be talking about the quarterbacks that day one way or the other, right?
I'll be off. Ray, I know you'll be working that day, and you'll be working tomorrow night. It's Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette on the Nemecolon Fan Hotline. Nemecolon, around every corner, creates real-life magic for guests. So, the quarterbacks, big surprise. We'll start there, Ray. How much do you think it actually turns out that Trubisky, Rudolph, and Pickett play? And will it make any difference, short of a catastrophe for Mitch Trubisky? Can he be unseated by somebody else's performance at this point?
Not by someone else's performance, no. I mean, it's his job to lose, Joe. We've seen how the first 3 weeks of training camp have played out. I mean, save for maybe 5 or 10 snaps, during a 2 minute drill or maybe 1 or 2 team periods, Trubisky has taken every snap with the starters. And I think the real competition is going to be who's going to be the backup. Is that going to be Kenny Pickett or is that Mason Rudolph? So unless Mitch Trubisky absolutely falls on his face during these preseason games, he's going to be the starter week one in Cincinnati.
Ray, we talked earlier. Did Tomlin say who isn't going to play tomorrow night? I mean, we're all speculating like TJ won't play and Cam and Minka. Did he rule out anybody? And who's like injured and banged up that definitely won't play?
Yeah, he did not rule anyone out. But you can take a pretty good guess about the guys who will not play, right? Najee Harris has been banged up. He did some individual work yesterday. I doubt he'll play. Deontay Johnson came back to practice yesterday, but why would you risk him? Chase Claypool has been out with an injury. They actually have a lot of injuries. They think minor right now, but a lot of guys probably won't play in this game. Benny Snell also has a knee injury now. We don't know the severity of that one, but he was having a pretty good week in place of Najee Harris until he got banged up. I wouldn't expect to see TJ Watt or Cam Hayward all that much, maybe a series or two. You have to remember, Ron, only 3 preseason games this year. So which one is going to be your tune-up, right? This first one, stars will probably play a little bit. And then they're going to have to decide, is next week in Jacksonville the dress rehearsal, or is that final preseason game the dress rehearsal? They could actually do that now because there's such a big gap between the end of the preseason and the start of the regular season. There's forget exactly, 12 or 14 days in between games. So you could actually afford to play your starters longer in that final preseason game if you have to. So we'll see how it plays out. But for tomorrow, I think starters will be in there about a quarter or so and expect to see the stars even less than that.
So are we trending then toward a situation, Ray, where it's going to be Mason as the backup to start the year and Pickett just not around, basically, or not getting any reps in practice? Or is that the way we're trending right now?
Right now, I would say yes. I don't think they would feel comfortable with Kenny being their backup quarterback right now on August 12th. Now, that could be different by September 11th. You know, Kenny Pickett can come on. He can show more command of the offense. He could start making fewer mistakes in practice. And then if that happens, you know, they would feel they would perhaps feel comfortable that they could deal Mason Rudolph and maybe get a draft pick for him. But, you know, Kenny had a tough start to training camp. He has been better the last couple of weeks. He's now sharing second team's reps with Mason Rudolph. But, you know, it seems like we talk about it every week, but Rudolph has been really, really steady. He has not thrown an interception during seven shots or team drills. In the first 3 weeks of camp, he's been the most consistent guy there. So it's kind of hard to, you know, it's kind of hard to put Kenny in front of him at this point just because Mason has outperformed him, you know, to the degree where it's not even all that close, to be honest with you.
Raymond, we had Caboli on yesterday. He thinks all three are going to make the team, that Rudolph will be on the team on opening day. Are you buying that?
I could see that. I would want to know who the backup is because I've been on record, and I think it makes total sense that you have to expose Kenny Pickett to this offense and you got to get him ready to be the backup. But like we talked about, if he's not ready, then what are you going to do? You have no choice. You got to carry three quarterbacks and he's got to be the number three. That's not ideal. That's not great for his development. I don't know if that's great for the team's long-term development, but there's not a lot the coaching staff can do if a guy's not ready. So that's why these next three preseason games and this next, you know, month or so before that Cincinnati game is so, so important for Kenny Pickett. He's got to prove to them that he could take some steps, and then he has to be able to get them in a position where they could feel comfortable making him the backup. If not, you know, Mark's probably right. They're going to have to, you know, carry three, and Kenny's going to have to be the number three.
How about giving him more snaps with good players around him? Wouldn't that reasonably maybe make him look better? Of course, he'd be going against better defenders as well.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's six and one, half dozen the other, right? I mean, you're going up against T.J. Watt and the first-string secondary, or you're going up against the second team. I mean, Joe, if you do that, then you're taking reps away from Mitch Trubisky, whom you're clearly grooming to be the starter. So I don't know that a lot of teams in that position would do that. I think Kenny just has to kind of make best with, you know, what's around him. And I think it's fair to point out that Mitch Trubisky hasn't exactly had his full complement of skill position players for the entirety of camp. Jonathan Claypool have been out. Freiermuth just came back this week. Najee's been out. So this offense, I mean, it was always going to be a concern anyway because the offense was so bad last season, but they've had so many guys banged up and in and out of the lineup for practices that it's kind of hard to judge what they're doing up there, to be honest with you.
Is it a fact that Pickett has taken the most third-team snaps of anybody? Because if it is, to me, it's hard to look good and gain confidence when you have guys who might not even be playing football for another 2 weeks.
Yeah, but Joe, that hasn't been the case for the last 2 weeks. That was the case for the first week of camp, but it's been an even split between Rudolph and Pickett with the second team for the last 2 weeks. So they've actually got an even number of reps with the second and third team receivers, you know, for the past 2 weeks. And really, those guys bleed in and out of those team groups so much anyway. I mean, it's not odd to see Anthony Miller running with the twos and the threes, just how it's not odd to see Miles Boykin running with the twos and the threes. I mean, they mix and match those receivers so often that, to be honest with you, I don't think it makes much of a difference. The only difference is playing behind that third-string offensive line compared to the second team. That's kind of been an issue, but like I said, Mason and Kenny Pickett have been splitting those reps for the past 2 weeks, so that's you know, neither here nor there.
Ray, everybody's star of stars has been Pickens so far. After him, any of these young guys jumped out at you?
I think this is a deep receiving core. think it's very talented. It's a top two. I think Johnson, Claypool, Pickens, and Austin have this team made. And then there are like six guys vying for that one or two other spots. I mean, I could see them keeping six this year. You know, if a guy like Miles Boykin is so valuable on special teams that you want to keep him around. You know, same goes for Gunnar Olszewski, the punt returner they signed away from the Patriots. So I've been really impressed. A guy like Steven Sims, who was on the practice squad last year, makes plays every single day. He's been really good too. And then if you look at the running backs, I mentioned Snow kind of solidified his spot, you know, as the backup behind Harris before he was injured. And now you got Anthony McFarland and Jaylen Warren likely in a battle for that third spot. I think Jaylen Warren, if not for George Pickens, Jaylen Warren would be the talk of this camp for the offensive players. He has been so good. He hits the hole hard. He's decisive in his cuts. And he just goes out there and produces every single day. So a lot of people thought before camp started, they gave this big signing bonus to Mateo Durant, who was an undrafted free agent out of Duke. They thought he was going to be the guy to challenge for that number three job. But Jaylen Warren has been so good that Durant is almost an afterthought at this point.
Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette on the Nemecolon fan hotline. Ron, is it too early for free association,
no,
or may I proceed?
No, I know Ray looks forward to this every week. Let's do it.
Ray, there's been a lot of talk about the sort of, I'll call them the minor receivers, not the bigger names. Which one of those guys has a chance to make an impact? Everybody from Gunner to Miller to whoever, there's only so many spots here.
Yeah, all of them. Joe, I said they're all having good camps. If I had to pick one right now, it might be a surprise. It's Gunner. They're using him a lot as a receiver. And I know I just broke the rule, but I thought that needed more than just a few words. Well, Gunner has been – they're taking a long look at him as a receiver, and I don't think the Patriots ever did that.
How about him? He's petrified to violate your rules.
No, I actually appreciated that. He said it very calmly, and that situation warranted an explanation.
Well, he mentioned all those guys. Sims, he just said before, one of the best producers in camp.
Yes, but I wanted – now Ron's breaking the rules, and Folsey, step in here. Will you please?
For what?
Yeah, I wanted
– What do you want him to do?
Only so many receivers can make the team. So of all these guys, there's only one maybe who can have an impact right away. Maybe none, but I was just curious. He said Gunner. Devin Bush or Robert Spillane, who starts the opener?
Devin Bush because of his draft position.
Still? Let's expound on this, Ron.
They will not be afraid to use Robert Spillane early, and that includes week one in Cincinnati. I just believe they are going to give Devin Bush a chance to start because he's a number 10 overall pick from 2019, and let's face it, there's some politics involved when that happens.
Ray Fittipaldo would give up Deontay Johnson or Claypool plus a draft pick to get Roquan Smith in here.
It depends on if there's a new contract in place.
What do you mean?
Well, Roquan Smith's going to be a free agent.
Are you renting?
Yeah, he said it depends on if there's one in place. I didn't know what he meant by that.
Yeah.
Like you already have one signed with him?
Yeah.
Yeah. So are you renting Roquan Smith for a year?
No. You can't do that. You have to sign him.
Yeah. I would not trade Deontay Johnson and a draft pick for him. I would trade Chase Claypool and a draft pick for him. But, guys, I mean, it's a pipe dream. He's going to make so much money on his second contract. I mean, you know, you got T.J. Watt making what he makes and Cam Hayward making what he makes and Minka, I could go on and on. I just don't think there's room for another highest-paid player in the NFL on this roster.
I want to follow up to something that you just said. You wouldn't trade Deontay, but you would trade Claypool. Are you convinced that Claypool won't ever be as good as Deontay Johnson? I'm not. I think Claypool has a chance to be a star.
I mean, I don't want to give up on Chase Claypool at this point, but I think he's the third-best receiver on this football team right now.
You're putting the rookie ahead of him.
Without a doubt.
Wow.
Without a doubt. There's a headline for you, Folsey.
All right, Ray.
Expound upon that, Ray.
I mean, it's clear that he is the most talented. George Pickens is the most talented receiver on this roster, hands down. Now, Deontay Johnson has more experience. Deontay Johnson just has a knack for getting yards after the catch. But I can envision a scenario, and I don't know that it's going to happen this year, but it's not going to be too far into the future where George Pickens is the number one receiver on this team. Deontay Johnson is the number two receiver on this team. Guys, George Pickens is that good. I mean, you cannot watch practice and not come away thinking that this guy's a stud. So, again, I don't want to say he's going to do everything that he's done in practices in these preseason games. But if you haven't yet, tune in tomorrow afternoon, because if he's going to do what he's done up at St. Vincent, he's going to put on a show.
Back to Roquan. To me, Ray, when you don't have a $200 million quarterback, this is the time you continue to splurge on defense. And let me add this. What kind of situation would we be in if Devin Bush had become everything they thought they would become? He would be commanding exactly that kind of money. I think they could afford to pay another star on defense right now. I think they could.
Yeah, but again, Joe, if let's say that Devin Bush scenario unfolded as you suggest it would have, they wouldn't be paying Miles Jack $16 million over 2 years. I mean, there's dominoes that fall with each of these decisions. I mean, I see where you're getting, you know, with that, but they just have so much money tied up into that defense. I don't know that there's room for another. I mean, sure, they can make it work, but you would be taking away from other positions and other position groups on this roster if you did that. If you spent, let's say he makes $70 million over 5 years, okay? Let's just say he's that type of a player, or over 4 years, whatever you want to do. There's not going to be money to go around to pay some of these players that you're going to want to add to this offense. I mean, this offense has been so bad to mediocre over the last couple of years that you can't think that far ahead. You might have to add through free agency again in the spring if it's bad again. So I just don't think from a salary cap structure, I just don't think they can make that move.
Thank you, Ray.
All right, guys.
See you tomorrow night, Raymond.
All right, Ron.
Ron, what are they going to do at inside linebacker? They're going to have to pay somebody sometime. Devin Bush will be gone. Miles Jack will be gone in 2 years if he's any good. Might be gone in one.
Bob Spillane. Yeah, they're going to have to make that move, yeah. You know, next year maybe. But I think now you'd have to give up a lot to get him in here, and you don't just want a rental player.
No, you would never do it to get a rental player. You'd want your star inside linebacker that they've been chasing for years and years for the next 5 to 7 years.
I'm interested. Ray just says flat out that Pickens is their best wide receiver. He hasn't played a down yet.
Let's talk about that.
In an NFL game.
Shall
what
we?
Did he say, most talented?
No, he said their
best.
He could see where he's their number one receiver.
Man, that hype. Forget the Trubisky train. The hype train for George Pickens just continues to roll every single day.
Let's bring back
that
quote.
It just wows him.
Let's talk about Ray's quote next. Both when he first said it, when we stopped the show, when Ron followed up in his statement there, okay?
Let's do it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.